COVID cases in Arizona continue to decrease as more vaccine and booster shots are administered. Still, Arizona has nearly reached 2 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. Jessica Rigler, the assistant director for the Arizona Department of Health Services, says this is no surprise.
While this figure is astounding, it's not out of the question that we would see this high number of cases just based on the fact that we had a population that was completely vulnerable to a virus that hadn't circulated prior.
Rigler says it is possible that Arizona will continue to see peaks and valleys of the virus over the next few years. She says it's unlikely the virus will completely disappear.
I think it's likely that COVID will become endemic. I think it's too early to say at this point that it is endemic just because there's no predictability related to what typical levels of the virus are, the seasonality.
Health officials are encouraging Arizonans to get their vaccines and boosters to help minimize the spread of the virus as a new variant appears. Joshua LaBear is the executive director of Arizona State University's Biodesign Institute. He says figuring out how to address COVID-19 made for a tough start to the pandemic.
We all got a little bit fooled on this one. I think, you know, many of us thought that once the antibodies were induced by the vaccines, that things would get much better.
LaBear says refining the vaccines could make them more effective towards other variants of COVID-19.
The numbers continue to improve, both in terms of case numbers and in terms of hospitalizations and emergency room visits. All those numbers are improving, so that's encouraging.
Meanwhile, the new BA2 variant of COVID-19 is responsible for 35% of new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. So far, about 70% of people are vaccinated in Arizona. Talia Lopez, Cronkite News.